This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and you know what time it's for, Robbie?
What time is it for, Dean? Robbie's reality roundup. No, do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard it. Robbie's reality TV roundup. I challenge you to find a better sting for a segment on a radio show.
I love
than
that I've been able to make an intro out of the first time we made this segment and you screwed it up. So now that's going to be our intro for it forever. Each and every week, Robbie looks back at what's happening on reality TV and gives us the up-to-date news. So, Robbie, what's going on?
Well, at the very least, I give you the roundup on the shows that I watch.
Yeah, well, there's that. There's that as well.
Because, you know, it's got to be something that I care about.
And that's television and couches.
Dean, Sunday night, it's been another big week in reality TV. Of course, Sunday night, a very popular contestant from Survivor went out of the show in a very sad way.
Well, now, I saw, so this was, everyone was trying to rig it all so that the guy that no one liked would be kicked off and he had immunity, yeah?
Yeah, that's been going on. I mean, that's...
I watch every abridged version of everything, or I just look up the hashtags on Twitter and then try and figure out what's going on. Well, you know.
No. Ross was sitting in a good position. Popular contestant, popular part of the tribe, was looking all good. We were one episode away from the merge, and during the challenge...
Oh, what? The teams merge? I've never watched Survivor.
The two tribes, eventually, about the halfway mark, they merge into the one tribe.
And then it's like...
It's very good. You should watch it. It's a lot of fun.
It's like Lord of the... Flies.
Yum. So Ross, during the challenge, on a rope swing, the rope swing gives way. He falls, breaks his ankle, is clearly in quite a lot of pain. They have to stop the challenge. He gets carried off by the host. It's all very good television. Taken to the hospital to get checked up. Comes back, broken ankle, is out of the show.
Oh.
But here's my thing, Dean.
He's out of the show because he broke his ankle.
So that's a
public liability issue.
So the rule on Survivor is if you need to be away from camp for more than 24 hours, then...
You're out,
right? Which is interesting because it's not how it used to be, and I'll get to that in a minute. But what I want to talk about is this rope. The rope snapped. So he didn't fall. It was no fault of his own. He was doing a Tarzan swing on a rope. So you think grabbing a rope, getting from one platform, holding onto the rope to the other. The rope gave way.
It was
way.
A part of a competition.
It's part of a challenge. So each the two tribes have to compete for who's going
to
be safe.
Someone needs to be fired for that.
Well,
a crew member, surely.
Surely the show is a little bit liable for that happening. It seems very interesting to me. So
you think that behind the scenes have crafted a reason to get rid of him?
No. Look, I'm not going full conspiracy theory on your team.
I'm going very Days of Our Lives in the way that this is being handled, because I'm like, you're thinking there's something happening behind the scenes.
No, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking they should at least be saying, you know what, we'll get you back next season or something. Because,
well, they might.
I mean, the poor guy's missed out on his chance at $500,000.
Or maybe he wanted to leave and he was saying, I'm looking for a reason and this is all a setup.
Gosh, you're very into the conspiracy theories. I mean, I would never believe that
my reality TV
is real, Dean.
It's not real, and chances are everything is contrived.
No, I think, I just think it's an interesting thing. Survivor is about sort of, you know, out-surviving everybody else. Now, that was a factor that was outside of his control. So a little bit unfair. But what's interesting about this medical situation, right? I remember back in the days when Survivor first started, which was about 56 years ago.
I know, it's been a while.
The rule was if you needed any medical attention whatsoever, you were out. And I loved that. I loved that because it was about surviving. So if the medic would come over, but if they had to take you anywhere to look at you or do anything,
you were gone.
So sprained ankle, anything, you're out of the game. They would pull you from the game if they felt like you needed more attention. And I like that because that's real Survivor. That's real, you know, survive the elements, survival of the fittest.
You want that real kind of drama, yeah, where they could starve and as long as the cameras keep rolling, you're happy.
None of this take you off for an X-ray and see if you're good enough to put back in. No. If you're no good, you're no good. But But I do
think... I'm never going camping with you, Robbie.
Should only be by the fault of your own, not if not if something breaks. Surely they should be testing that rope.
I'm never going camping with you ever.
An exciting off-screen moment from The Bachelor last week. Sadly, Vaku, popular contestant, went home after a very awkward date with The Bachelor that she could... All she could do was giggle.
Aren't they always awkward,
though? She seemed like a very young... Well, sometimes you can see some sparks fly. This one, she just seemed like a very... Like, she just got very immature and giggly and there was no connection there. But apparently, when he chose her to come with him on this date, away from camera, but it was all filmed, she bent over for whatever reason and her entire decolletage fell out of
her
top.
Oh, my God.
Which was all caught on camera. He took his jacket off, covered her up. So, I mean, it's one way to get the Bachelor's attention.
But that's but then she left.
Then she went home, yeah. So but maybe that's why she was so giggly during the day.
I know, but how awkward. Like, you know, no one wants that kind of wardrobe malfunction on TV. Ever.
But what a gentleman. He covered her up, made sure the cameras couldn't see anything.
Do you think that was something the producers did as well? Everything that you're bringing to the table, I'm like, it sounds to me like the producers...
Well, I don't know how the producers can make her fall out of her own top.
You never know.
But she told she was on Have You Been Paying Attention this week, and she said that was her highlight of the show. So, you know, that's interesting highlight to have, isn't it?
Have you been watching any of the drama surrounding on social media about the Masked Singer Australia?
I haven't. I'm very excited for the show.
Everyone's making assumptions about who they think it's going to be.
Oh,
apparently,
I've heard some rumors.
The current top three are Rhonda Birchmore, Jess Malvoy, the singers, and Guy Sebastian.
Oh, okay. I've heard Chrissy Swan being thrown around.
Oh, I would love
that. Well, actually, I've heard it thrown around by Chrissy Swan. Well, she's been trying to play. She's been trying to edge her way in. But can I tell you, what do you reckon about this? And I think this happens quite a bit. Sometimes I think celebrities are... enlisted by the shows to maybe throw out a few little red herrings.
Oh, yeah. Like, you've got contracts with places and things like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that you're saying this to me. This is what I'm amused at by no uncertain terms. Robbie's saying this stuff to me like, it's absolutely that. You understand everything you watch on television, everything is controlled. Everything is controlled in such a serious way. They're not just making a decision. 25 people have made that decision for them and then they speak.
Yeah,
it.
But I like this. I like this tactic. I remember a few years ago, just before I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here started, Melissa Joan Hart started liking and became friends on Twitter with all the Channel 10 executives and the Channel 10 Twitter page. And everyone went crazy. Well, she never showed up.
No.
They obviously asked her to do it.
But sometimes that's the drama, I think, when you think about it with Drag Race when it's coming up and the drama that's happening with that, where you just turn around and assume that, you know, I think now queens look at when Drag Race is happening and then they go away or on a holiday and then don't tell anyone where they're going just to create some drama about people assuming that they're going, because that's the drama. That's the attention that you want.
That's the interesting thing about Drag Race. I can see how you can get celebrities to do it, but how do you get drag queens that aren't really in the eye to throw out some red herrings? That's particularly
the way you create your own drama. So when you know that they're filming, you go.
So you get a little bit of buzz about
yourself. You get some buzz for yourself. Okay. So you get someone to put out there, hey, when they were filming, so-and-so's been away, and I hear that they're filming, does that mean, do you think that they're on it?
Yeah.
You want, and we live in this time now where that's the way to get everybody's attention.
I mean, you kind of have to have a little bit of that too, because otherwise it just becomes too easy. It comes too easy to know.
What do you
know.
Mean, getting picked for your talent and then going on a show? How is that too easy?
No,
it
becomes too easy to know who's going to be on the show. So it's good, I'm glad we have these red herrings.
I mean, it's obviously a mistake I'm in the room with you, but I'm one of those people that I just want to watch the show that they create. All this stuff in the lead up and everything, I'm like, it's all cute and fun. I'm all about, and maybe it's the performer in me. For me, it's about the finished product, because you can put all this drama around a show. It's what...
The drama starts way before.
The proof is in the pudding for me. That's what it comes down to. All I ever care about, the proof is in the pudding, and that's what
I
want.
A healthy meal before my pudding.
You really do. Like, for you, but that's, I mean, there's so much to reality TV. There's always so much going on. Are you going to try a new show, at all, or are you just going to dive into your favourites?
I've got time. This problem with the reality TV now is that it's multiple hours a week.
And you
it
seem to fit it in.
Time.
You seem to fit it in and find room on the show.
I'll always
and every
make time,
week.
Jen. It's very important.
So we're very glad for it. Well, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.